بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, over the last few weeks we have been discussing various aspects pertaining to the Ahlul Kitab, the people of the book, and many different attributes and actions of theirs, practices of theirs, practices of theirs have been mentioned. People of Iman have been cautioned against falling into these practices, these ways. And one of these injunctions, or rather one of the prohibitions that has been repeated more than once in the past few pages, almost three times the same prohibition has been sent down or has been mentioned, is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cautions the people of Iman not to unnecessarily befriend or ally with the people of disbelief. That the people of Iman are a distinct group, and they should remain within themselves, they should remain allies, friends of one another, and they should not unnecessarily associate with the people of disbelief, the people of kufr. But notwithstanding this, we find in today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now explains to us that from all these different groups of disbelievers, different types of kufr, that group which has the most affinity towards the people of Iman, that group which is most likely to accept Islam, and thereby that group which would be the most accepting and accommodating to the people of Iman, are in reality the Christians, the Nasara. And on the other hand, those people who have the most enmity, the most amount of hostility which will be shown to the people of Iman, are the Yahud, the Jews, and the polytheists, the Mushrikeen, those who worship idols, etc. So this is mentioned in this verse, and Allah thereafter will tell us the reason for this. Allah says, you will most certainly find that from all the people, those who have the most enmity, the most hostility towards the believers, are the Yahud and وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, the polytheists, the mushrikeen of Makkah. And on the other hand, وَلَتَجِدَنَّ أَقْرَبَهُمْ مَوَدَّةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّا نَصَارَى, that you will find those who are the most affectionate, those who have the most affinity, those who are the most tolerant towards the people of Iman, are those who call themselves Nasara, those who say that we are Christians. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the reason for this. So three reasons have been mentioned. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ مِنْهُمْ قِسِّيسِينَ وَرُهْبَانًا وَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. Why is it that the Nasara have affinity, have some type of affection or softness within their hearts for the people of Iman? So Allah says, firstly, because from amongst them are those who are scholars, those who are ulama, those who have knowledge. In other words, they hold scholarship and divine knowledge in high stead. They still have respect for knowledge. And although they are following a distorted scripture, a distorted deen, but because of the importance that they attach to ilm, to true divine knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most likely to guide them to the truth. The second reason Allah mentions, وَرُهْبَانًا, is that from amongst these Nasara, there are those men who are devout worshippers, those who spend their time in the obedience, or rather in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are various incidents that have been mentioned in the books of tarikh, books of tafsir as well, regarding the monks from amongst the Christians, how they would seclude themselves and devote their lives to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, although they were following a distorted deen, but because of this devotion that they had, and perhaps because of them being sincere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would most likely guide them to the truth and guide them to Iman and Islam. And the third reason that is mentioned, وَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ, is that they do not have pride, they do not have arrogance. So therefore, when a person has pride and arrogance, then even though he may see the truth, he may understand it, he may recognize it, but he will be prevented, he will be barred from accepting the truth. But because they do not have kibr, they do not have pride and arrogance, when they see and recognize the truth, then they are most likely to accept and come into Islam and Iman. So we find this prediction of Quran was made true in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We find those two groups which gave Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam the most amount of difficulty and hassle. One was the mushriki in the Quraysh of Makkah Mukarramah, and then we find the Yahud, the Jews of Medina Munawwara, various Jewish tribes that were living in and around Medina Munawwara, and they would constantly oppose Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In fact, they would make secret pacts with the mushrikeen, with the polytheists of Makkah to try and harm Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the other hand, the Nasara, we find the incident of Najashi has been mentioned, that he was following the Christian faith, but when Iman was presented before him, then very, very quickly he accepted Islam and he was ready to obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So again, this is a prediction made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, and we find this was made true in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this verse therefore thereby concludes the sixth juz, and thereafter in the seventh juz Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will speak about the actual incident of Najashi accepting Islam and the situation surrounding that. Allah give us correct understanding. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.